an organization as powerful as Terrifitemps is bound to make enemies, and we have more than one. They go by many names. The old ones. The teeny weenies. Those hideous things no one wants to talk about. Evil Industries, Inc. Smirsh. And, of course, certain branches of the phone company.
She paused to survey the room.
But why do they attack us now? There could be many reasons, and I am sure we will uncover all of them eventually through our investigations. But I suspect one of the primary reasons rests with our newest employee, the young man you have just met.
Every head in the room swiveled in Lenny's direction. Lenny fought a sudden urge to hide under the table. What was Ms. Ziegebottom saying? The tremor happened because he was standing here? It was because of Lenny that Withers had turned into an oversized squirrel?
"Why is our Mr. Hodge so special?"
the director asked.
"He does not look special. Compared to many of us, he looks quite ordinary. He possesses absolutely no qualities to distinguish him from the crowd. He might pass you by on the street without you being aware of his existence."
The assembled masses studied Lenny with deep frowns on their faces, as though they were judging him and finding him less than adequate. Miss Ziegebottom kept on talking.
"All of that does not matter. It is not so much who Mr. Hodge is or what he looks like, but what he can do."
Lenny was suddenly very aware of Lenore. She stared at him from her seat to his left, her eyes boring their way into his skull, as though she already knew what the heck Ms. Ziegebottom was going to say.
"Mr. Hodge," the older woman said, "you have the advantage over many of those seated here today. For a rank beginner, you have a lot of experience. For example,"
she paused to smile at her audience,
"we know how you survived that bizarre lemming migration outside of Minneapolis."
The lemmings? Lenny had nearly forgotten about them. And all that time, he was supposed to be in St. Paul.
"Events like that do not happen to everyone,"
their leader continued.
"In fact, they hardly happen to anyone at all, except for you, Mr. Hodge."
She pointed at Lenny.
"Do you remember encountering those dancing mole creatures in the Mississippi Delta, performing Swan Lake?"
Well, of course he did, but what of it? Anybody could have seen that. He just happened to be standing there when it happened.
"You just happened to be in the right place,"
Miss Ziegebottom agreed. Lenny looked quickly to Lenore. Did everyone know what he was thinking?
"I hardly have to mention that waterspout off the coast of France,"
the older woman added. Lenny's mouth fell open. Until now, he had been sure that mermaid had been his imagination. A chill passed through him. Maybe there was something to what Ms. Ziegebottom was saying.
"We don't have time to delve into any of the many, many other amazing occurrences. You have had a very active life, Mr. Hodge, if you have ever thought about it."